We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
All right. Happy Halloween, listeners. It's Jay Stu and Sarah J.
Boo. That was it. That's all I got. I need another coffee.
Very exciting.
Thank you. I try.
We're here at Sketchbook Comics for the Halloween Comic Fest
also
Day.
Also, a good story about the soundtrack for streaming.
And sort of like the Halloween version of Free Comic Book Day.
Yes.
But with candy and Stranger Things bracelets.
And Stranger Things playing, which is awesome.
Yes.
And Jay Stu needs to watch it.
Maybe someday.
Like, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, I have to catch up on Supergirl.
No, you don't.
Anyhow, it's very exciting because we're joined right now by the savior of We Got the Geek.
Yay!
Still in.
Yes, we have the lovely Terry with us.
Still and always.
Yes.
I'm okay with this.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. So, do you have any Halloween traditions?
Get drunk, does that count?
That's a good one.
That's a very good tradition. I like
I like eating pumpkin seeds at one point and carving pumpkins, and we did that a couple weeks ago, so
pumpkin seeds are awesome.
Yeah.
And candy, of course, and pretending that you're checking for, you know, safe candy in your kid's trick-or-treat bag, and you're just taking your favorite pieces for yourself, and the secret's out now, so.
I steal from my sister, it's fine.
Yeah, I steal from my kid, and I'm okay with that. I figured payback.
Yes.
You know.
That's awesome. What's the best costume you ever had, actually?
Low for me, high for most people.
That I've ever had?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think this year I did my own Poison Ivy costume, and
it
took me a couple weeks, but I, you know, sewed a bunch of leaves on and actually took the time to do it instead of just going out and buying a costume, so I'm actually most impressed with this one this year, so.
Wait a minute, you're dressing as something from DC?
Surprisingly, yes. It wasn't even my idea, it was my best friend's idea. She wanted to do costumes because her and I do costumes here the last couple years.
Nice.
And she didn't know what we wanted to be, and when we found out that Jeff was going to dress up as well, she's like, oh, let's be superheroes. And I've already done Black Widow, so
yeah, we like that one.
So we established that I'm going to be Poison Ivy and she's going to be Harley Quinn.
And what is Jeff dressing up as?
Yeah, what's Jeff dressing up as?
Robin.
I'm 11. I'm just going to walk around with the Stranger Things sign around my head all night.
Hey, it's Jeff.
We knew it.
Which Robin?
Yo,
Jeff, which Robin?
Which Robin?
It's Tim Drake, but it's the Arkham Knight one.
Nice.
I have no idea what that is, but okay.
That's very exciting.
It looks good.
All right, okay.
The little bit that I got to see, it looks good.
Cool.
I did not get to see much, so.
You saw the mask.
Yeah. That's about it.
Well, then.
Very cool. So now, this is probably a stupid question.
There are never any stupid questions.
Yes. November's coming.
Yes.
For the first time ever, DC and Marvel are releasing movies in the same month.
Yep.
Are you looking more forward to Thor Ragnarok or Justice League?
To be honest, I just started getting into the DC more, and Thor has always been my favorite, so I'm super excited for Justice League, but we might actually get a Thor movie worth talking about.
Finally.
That excites me more than anything
now. Ragnarok looks so good.
It looks very Guardians of the Galaxy, but it worked so well for them before that I'm kind of hoping that it really works for them, and I mean, the first Thor movie, don't get me wrong, it's not bad. Like, I like it, but the second one, I can't even bring myself to watch anymore. Like, they ruined Malekith for me, so I just... With Eccleston, too, like, that is such a stab in the heart.
Yeah.
Such a stab in the heart, so...
He could have been such a great villain.
Yeah.
He could have been so brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, like,
and
when
they wasted
his arm
his talent. They wasted Eccleston's talent, and they wasted the character.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, in the comics, when he chops arms, Thor off, and uses that as a scarf for the next coming weeks, right? Like,
see, that's
so
vicious.
It was so good. Yeah. And then we see him in, you know, Dark World. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So, no, Ragnarok, I'm pumped. And I mean, Hela is just...
Kate Blanchett.
She gets my lady bits going, that's for sure.
High five. You can't see it, but we high five, because yes. She's like my age.
I don't
and
even
she
care.
Looks like... In her 20s. Like, that, she's timeless.
I watched a little, like, I try not to watch too many Marvel trailers because I feel like they give too much away, which kind of...
Well, that first Thor Ragnarok trailer gave everything away.
Which I really hate, but
that being said, greatest trailer I've ever seen.
Oh, God, yeah. The moment that that hammer goes in her hand and she crushes it, I cried happy tears. I fangirled for the next 15 minutes. It was ridiculous. I was like, are you kidding me? So, like, Black Panther, I haven't watched any trailers yet, and I'm just leaving.
Or have I? I can't remember.
No, but Ragnarok, just every time it comes on, I get all jittery and just... So, don't get me wrong. I'm so excited to see Wonder Woman again, because...
Yeah,
well, that's my lady crush, that's for sure. But and Aquaman, like,
hello.
I'll try to keep this PG. My bad.
I know. It's all right.
It's, yeah. There's a Minnie Mouse in the story.
Oh right yes. Now,
so. I'm excited to see Justice League as well, but Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston.
I know.
Such a good actor.
My Loki.
Now, do you think we'll see him after this? Is he going to be in the Avengers 3 and 4, do you think?
Personally, I wouldn't care to see him anymore. Like, I think his time... Don't get me wrong. I love the character and all that, but I think his time's kind of done.
Yeah.
But because of the fangirls, I think they'll keep him around at least a little bit here and there, but...
One of very few good villains they've done, too.
That's the thing with Marvel, is I've... Netflix blows, like, amazing with villains, but movies, like, I don't know, Malekith they ruined, Ultron was shit.
Yes.
Jeff Bridges?
Yeah.
That got cricket noises, pretty much.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited for both movies.
Yes.
Even you with your... getting excited about DC a little bit.
I'm very excited for Justice League, and I'm not usually a DC fan.
Oh, me neither.
And
so.
I am super stoked to see this movie. Like, I'm of
Wonder
Aquaman.
Woman is my number one favorite superhero movie right now.
I love that movie so much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, it was so... Saw it twice, I think.
Yeah, we saw it once in theaters, and then my friend got it on Amazon Prime, and we've been watching it from there, but we're in the movie, and I look at Jeff, and I'm like, you can be turned on, because I am. Like, this is amazing. The way that they've done her, like, so beautiful.
Yeah.
So, and that scene when they all come out on the horses, and it's just the women fighting, I'm like, you've not seen something like this before.
No.
You've
no,
not seen it. It's so good.
Brilliant.
So good.
Cool. Cool. We have a busy Halloween planned.
Yay.
So I know you guys are going dress shopping soon.
Yes, for my wedding dress.
Woof, woof, woof.
And we are hoping eventually this afternoon to get a word from the man himself, Jeff.
Get
his thoughts on some things.
Hi.
Pretty much.
And, looking forward to buying some comics and stuff.
Sure.
Yes.
And happy Halloween.
Boo. Woo.
And thanks for being here, Terry.
No problem.
And, thanks for saving the podcast 2 years ago. I will never forget it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Sorry. No.
All right. Sarah needs a coffee sack.
Go stick.
We'll be back.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Or you could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
That's right. So we're here at the wonderful cosplay contest at the Geekery.
Mm-hmm.
It's our second anniversary of having the cosplay contest. I'm here with the lovely Sarah Waterraven.
Wait, that one's Josh.
And the mighty Josh.
Okay, there we go.
The mighty Josh is going to compete.
Josh is already there.
Over here. Very excited. Very excited.
Yeah.
How's your night been?
Night's been good. Yeah. Well, we've been like the only ones on the dance floor with our three friends from Rick and Morty. So.
Well, you should start a friend then and get it going.
Yeah. We're trying to. Gosh, all night long. I've got Ricky Bobby here with me and Cal.
I'm Ricky Bobby. Just,
by the way, that's
the
fantastic.
Ricky Bobby.
You guys. By the way, I love that movie.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Dear baby Jesus.
Dear baby Jesus. So
Yeah, so Ricky Bobby and Cal and I have been trying to dance on the dance floor, and then our godson this evening's been Wonder Librarian Danielle.
Yeah.
Our friend Timothy Carter, the author.
Carter,
yeah, I can
very
say
nice
his name.
Man. Very nice man. He's going to judge for us.
Yeah, he's going to judge tonight, and we've had three friends from Rick and Morty who've been judging or who've been dancing with us.
That's good.
Yeah, so we've got Rick, Summer, and Morty. Don't touch my butt with that arm.
That's staying in, by the way. Oh, my God, it's candy. And now she touched my butt with the fake arm as well.
Yes.
I didn't realize you were doing an interview.
That's right. Hey, Candy Cosplay, how are you?
Okay.
She's also going to be in the contest. We're very excited.
For those folks who can't see, Candy is putting a dismembered arm up her nose right now. It's
very nice. Very nice.
Oh,
very nice.
Bye.
See ya.
Candy. Oh my gosh. Just to clarify,
wow.
After Jay's snort there, Candy is dressed up as a female Pennywise.
That's right.
And she is carrying around a child's arm and smacking people on the butt.
There's a lot of great cosplay here tonight, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you see like Spider-Man with a shitty costume?
Yeah, he's got like the
only way you can describe it, right?
Yeah. Actually, that's one of the best Spider-Man I've seen.
It's a great costume, yeah.
But there was like a couple years ago when Josh and I were at GenreCon, and there was a Spider-Man wearing a vest and a toque, and I think he even had a scarf, and we were like, man, what's up with that shitty Spider-Man costume? And then we remembered that in Amazing Spider-Man he had a cold, so he was actually wearing a vest and a toque, and he fought crime with a cold.
Speaking of weird Amazing Spider-Man comic costume, did you guys ever see Naked Spider-Man?
No.
So there was an episode or an issue of Spider-Man where his whole costume got melted off except for his mask and his web shooters.
Oh.
So he had the web underwear on. And there was a dude at one of the last
web
toy
underwear?
Shows. Yeah, I didn't need to see that. I didn't. But it's okay to eat your own, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we have a full sheet signed up now for the contest.
Fantastic, yeah.
Three of us are going to judge.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Well, I'm not judging. We're not hosting. We're hosting.
Yeah, no, we can't judge.
Pardon the alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, I can tell.
I know too many. Thank you. I know too many people in the contest, so I can't really.
I know, it's the same. It's the same. And all of our friends are excellent at making costumes, so I just feel like it's not fair.
I think it's safe to say that Ricky Bobby and Cal are going to win it.
Shake 'em back, baby.
Yay first, your last.
I was going to say.
Yeah, yay first, your last.
So I'm very excited. Hey, you know, I'm going to ask you guys while we're out here, because Halloween's coming up pretty soon. What's the best costume you guys ever trick-or-treated in your life?
Ricky Bobby.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, Velociraptor.
Nice. I know your love of dinosaurs, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're trick-or-treating this year as Ricky Bobby?
Yes, that's right.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Hi, this is Candy Cosplay, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
They use sense and nerve gases to induce hallucinations. People think they're seeing ghosts. And they call these bozos who conveniently show up to deal with the problem with a fake electronic light show.
Everything was fine with our system until the power grid was shut off by Dickless here.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
All right, we are back here at the Halloween Comic Fest festivities. We have Jeff with us again. How's it going?
Things are great.
Awesome. Good selection of free stuff today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Free comics are always a good thing.
Oh, agreed.
With Darth Maul and some Batman and some new Ghostbusters and...
Thor
is in there, some Walt Simonson Thor, some Sabrina season 2, I guess they're calling it now, which means they're maybe going to bring it back again.
We'll
see what happens.
They had two issues this year.
Yeah, two issues in the last, you know, 24 months, I think. But
a little slightly better than Afterlife with Archie.
Over the last 2 years, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. And now it's called Archie's Madhouse, I think.
Oh, yeah? Oh, because they had Jughead the Hunted out.
Yeah,
Hunger.
Now it's Archie's Madhouse Presents, as opposed to, I think it was Archie Horror or something like that before, when they rebranded it, and they've rebranded it again. It's Madhouse. Archie's Madhouse. I think the Madhouse is they take forever to publish everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. So, lots to talk to you about because we haven't done one of these in a while. First of all, we just found out today Zach Levi is playing Shazam.
He is.
And I know you're happy because of one major thing.
It's not John Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did not want John Cena. I mean, he has the look. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But he just, he doesn't have the acting. It'd be like watching a cardboard standout. You know,
yeah.
We'd see the Marine and the guy from 12 Rounds and the guy from Shipwreck or Trainwreck or whatever it was called. You know, he always plays the same guy, and that's not Shazam. It's not Captain Marvel. I'm sure they'll call him Shazam in the movie since that's what they call him in the book now.
But yeah.
That's not who he is. Like I said, right look, wrong abilities. He just doesn't have them.
Well, I mean, as long as they can bulk Levi up. Yeah, I mean, he's already got, like, Shazam's characteristics and
I'm good with him otherwise.
Yeah,
so it's like just get him bulked up, make him bigger.
Very cool. I'm gonna ask you the same question I asked Terry earlier.
Sure.
November's coming up. First time ever DC and Marvel have had movies in the same month.
Yes.
I think I know the answer to this, but are you more excited about Thor Ragnarok or Justice League?
I'm excited for both, but honestly, I'm more excited for Justice League. There's one prime reason for that, and that's that Justice League's trailers don't tell you everything.
Exactly.
Whereas Thor's have told us all of the major things. I can't see what could be a surprise in Ragnarok.
Yeah.
You know, unless they murder somebody or something. But they've shown us so much stuff that it just boggles my mind that they revealed in a trailer. Whereas Justice League has kept their trailers, you know, trim, and we people, like, I've seen complaints, oh, this trailer is the same as the previous one. I'm like, yeah, that's the old school way of doing it. You do the same trailer with a little bit, a couple of extra scenes, you know, teased in it, and that's the second trailer. And you know, I don't think I agree with the way that they're doing things now, where we get six trailers for, like, Marvel does so many teaser trailers and trailers. Guys, we're going to go see the movie. You don't have to show it all to us in 12 trailers.
Yeah.
You know, it's just ridiculous. So, yeah, I like the fact that we don't know all the beats of Justice League. We've got an idea of what's going to happen, and that's what we're supposed to get from a trailer. You know, we don't need spoilers. The hammer from Thor, the fact that what happens to that hammer is in the trailer blows my mind to this day, and we're talking months ago they showed us this.
Yeah.
That's not something they should have ever shown us. That's something we should have seen in theater.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited for both. I'm looking forward to Thor. I like the trailers, and I'm looking forward to it, and I love Hemsworth as Thor.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. But, yeah, I think I'm probably looking forward to Justice League more because there's surprise factor, you know?
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, we'll get more surprises in Justice League, you know. Hopefully they're all good, but
yeah,
we'll get more surprises than we're going to get in Thor, because Thor gave them to us already.
Oh yeah,
you know, they showed us the hammer, they showed us Hulk, they showed us other things about Hulk, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know what they could surprise us with at this point. They showed us big flaming Surtur.
Yeah,
I'm like, why are you showing us everything? This seems nuts, but okay.
Well, I'm sure they have a plan.
My only thought is that, you know, the first two Thors are not regarded as top tier Marvel movies.
Right.
You know, for a lot of people, the second one is the worst Marvel movie.
Holy crap!
The fact is, it's not. It's not. That would be Age of Ultron.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
But yeah, it could be that they're hedging their bets, show as much as they can, get people as interested as they can, and go from there. And that might be why they showed us so much of Thor.
Yeah, and his whole new look too, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's excited for both.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, but Justice League a little bit more because we'll get some surprises.
I certainly hope so. I want that one to do well because I'm sick of all the DC negativity.
And Wonder Woman was killer.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's interesting because I saw some stuff on Facebook the last couple of days where they were talking about Justice League, and you know, the one guy's like, I wanted to see a Snyder cut. I'm like, but you hate Snyder's movies, so why are you worried about seeing a Snyder-specific cut?
Yeah.
As opposed to Snyder and, you know, what's his name? Whedon working together. It's such a weird environment on the internet when it comes to the DC movies. It's just a
very odd
mentality. But, I'm looking forward to Whedon. My hope is that we get, like, Snyder's big scenes and fights and all the big boom that we get from Snyder, and that we get Whedon's connective tissue story wise that that, you know, maybe does it a little bit better than Snyder did. And you know as well as I do, I like Batman Superman a lot.
Me too.
I like Man of Steel, so I don't have a problem with Snyder like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But you know, Whedon at the same time is definitely a superior filmmaker when it comes to that connective tissue, that character driven moments and that type of thing. So that's what I'm hoping you guys play.
Yeah, me too. Now, comic book wise,
yes,
we haven't had a lot of chance to talk, but first of all, how psyched have you been about the Batman series Metal?
Metal is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's, I tell people, it's like being on a roller coaster. If you don't have to go uphill first, it just starts at the top and is always going downhill really fast.
Yeah, I like that.
It's so, so much fun and so good. It's crazy good. And I don't know if you heard, they made an announcement a couple of days ago. They're putting out a heavy metal soundtrack to go with it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they announced it a couple of days ago. My guess is that's Greg Capullo pushing DC to kind of do something like that, something a little extra.
That's cool.
Because he's such a big metalhead.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he draws somebody into every issue giving the rock horns, you know. I think it's a neat little thing. Like, somebody was like, all the gimmicks, and I don't even see it as a gimmick. I just see it as something they're doing for Capullo.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, and it's just a neat little thing to kind of have sitting there with it. But yeah, it's been so good. The one-shots for all the different Dark Batman, you know, the Murder Machine and Red Death and Dawnbreaker and the Drowned and the Merciless. They're all so good and so heartbreaking at the same time. Yeah, it's fantastic. The new Flash issue that ties into it with Bats Out of Hell. It's so great. You know, getting to see the Justice League go up against these Batmen that are just whooping on them.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's so good to see. So, yeah, Metal is fantastic. If you're not reading it, go try it. You're
definitely
missing out. You know, it's in a lot of ways, it's what Secret Empire could have been and wasn't. And it's fun is the best word. You, Snyder, you can tell that Scott Snyder is loving what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it shows in the work that he's doing on Metal big time.
That's fantastic. Now, what do you think about all this Marvel Legacy stuff, all the renumberings? And
I have no issues with the renumbering. As a fan, as a retailer, it's kind of a pain. Too many people nowadays are under the impression that they can't read Spider-Man, you know, at issue 790 that just came out this week because they haven't read the 789 issues that came before it.
Yeah.
We all know that's not actually how it works. And I'm telling all of you who have that mentality right now, that's not how it works. You know, as long as you're at the beginning of the story, you're fine. But it's a bit of a problem for that reason. But then that's up to us as retailers to try and make sure people understand you don't have to read everything before.
Yeah. And weird how they came to some of this numbering, too.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man includes, like, the limited series for the one where they're married still.
Yeah.
Renew Your Vows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with Amazing Spider-Man. I don't know what you're talking about. Why is that included? Yeah. It's their numbering is definitely questionable. Clearly, they're going for, you know, Spider-Man's now 10 issues away from hitting 800, so I'm sure 800 will be a $10 book from Marvel.
Oh, probably.
You know, Deadpool is at 288. Deadpool's is even worse than Spider-Man's because it's all a bunch of limited series before it even gets to his first regular series. Limited series shouldn't count towards the total number.
Well, that's kind of how Venom got to be at 150.
It's why Venom is at 150. It's like prior to his last series that, you know, where it was Agent Venom, he never had a regular series.
Yeah.
But, yeah, their numbering is absolutely questionable.
Yeah.
And then Daredevil is still at 28.
Yeah. Daredevil hasn't changed. The Defenders haven't changed.
Nope, Defenders didn't change. Yeah, it's Star
Punisher
Wars
didn't change.
It's a very, although I think Punisher is changing.
Oh yeah,
because they're bringing in the Punisher War Machine story where he gets the War Machine armor.
Oh okay.
So I think that is where their legacy kicks off for Punisher. I won't be shocked if we see Daredevil jump back to its original numbering at some point too. But yeah, at this point, it hasn't happened.
All right.
The biggest problem I think with the legacy though. Yeah, nothing's changed.
That's right.
It's the stories are still where they were. You know, Legacy didn't do anything to change anything.
Yeah.
You know, they brought back, spoiler, skip ahead 10 seconds if you don't want to hear this, Wolverine.
Yeah.
It's put us in a weird situation where we now have two Wolverines running around the Marvel Universe. We've also got, again, spoiler, skip ahead another 10 seconds if you want to miss this, two Steve Rogers after Secret Empire, plus two Icemen and two Beasts and two Angels, and soon two Jean Greys.
Yeah.
I kind of question whether or not they're trying to set up Civil War III where everybody fights themselves.
Oh, geez.
I don't know if that's what they're doing. That's just my guess.
Well, they're about due for another big, giant crossover event.
Yeah, it seems like their diversity mentality now is, let's just have multiples of the same character, which makes no sense to me. You know, I don't think there should be two of, you know, Steve, and I hope they write Old Man Logan out, to be very honest, because, quite frankly, I find him kind of boring. And if we've got the original back, what's the point?
Yeah, you don't need him anymore.
Yeah. So, we'll see what they do. I'd also like them to get rid of all the extra X-Men that are duplicates, but, you know, we'll see what ends up happening there. So,
yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
I mean, Marvel Legacy's a fun concept, cool idea, but in the grand scheme of things, it hasn't really helped them. It's not... For us, at least, it's not drawing new readers to the books. It's just same people reading it.
Yeah.
Still going to be an odd scenario for people when they see Infinity War, for instance. And, you know, here's our Avengers team, and the Avengers in the comics are not looking like that at all. So hopefully by then, maybe they will. I know at New York Comic Con, they did a big panel with just the retailers, and it didn't go well for Marvel. The retailers were not happy. Some of them were less than... well-spoken, might be the way to put it. They kind of attacked Marvel for some of the stuff they were doing that isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, having gay characters and having more prominent minority characters is absolutely not a bad thing. And unfortunately, a few of them attacked them for that. And I hope the actual message of what they could be correcting, you know, making sure that fans of the Avengers movie can walk in and find an Avengers book that looks similar.
Yeah.
You know, fans of the original Captain America can find the original Captain America. That message is absolutely right. Complaining about having a gay character or a black character or a female character is not the way to go. It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, so we'll see. They may change some stuff for the next movie because the last couple movies, they haven't done a great job of making sure that, you know, an Avengers fan from the movies can walk in and find an Avengers book that works for them.
Yeah.
Or Captain America, or Thor, or anything except pretty much Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Guardians is about the only one where the team in the book matches the team that you see on screen, and so people can get into it from there. The others, they need some work in that area. You know, Punisher, Daredevil, the TV show's a little bit better. I mean, they've added the Defenders book, which is based on the TV team,
yeah.
So definitely better in that aspect. Hopefully they can do the same with the movies going forward. I mean, people hear me complain about Marvel a lot. I love Marvel. I love Captain America is one of my favorite characters. They have so many characters that I love. X-Men Gold, I really like that book. I think they need some work, though. I think the whole company needs to kind of get their focus back to where it should be, which is on making good comics. Focus on the story. Do what DC's doing. Focus on story.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of DC stories, I'm psyched about the Doomsday Clock coming out.
Yeah, Doomsday Clock is going to be good. I mean, everything leading up to it so far has been great. You know, we had the button, which was really good.
Oh, yeah.
We've had the Oz Effect in Action Comics. Not completely caught up on that, but it had a huge revelation in it.
Oh, yeah.
That I won't spoil for anybody, so you don't have to skip ahead 10 seconds. And then we've got A Lonely Place of Living, which is a detective.
Fantastic,
which,
yeah.
With the Tim Drake story. I mean, it doesn't spoil anything that he's not actually dead, because we knew that from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's phenomenal. I mean, we're four issues in, and it just keeps getting better. With references to old Geoff Johns stories, they really seem to have put Tim Drake's origin back to the way it was, which has made me so happy.
Me too.
So happy. The new 52 one just didn't work the same way. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to Doomsday Clock. We've got about 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I think it's about 3 weeks.
Jeff Johns is coming back.
The 21st that it comes out.
Jeff Johns hasn't written anything since the Rebirth issue last year.
Yeah, so. Busy guys.
Yeah.
You know, this is his focus, so.
Yeah.
You know, and Snyder has said metal doesn't mess with it at all. That everything that, he knows what happens in Doomsday Clock, so he and Jeff Johns have worked together to make sure that metal and Doomsday Clock don't interfere with each other. And
that's good.
Yeah, that's the way it should be, you know. If you're going to have these big event books, for lack of a better term, you know, do what DC's doing, which is they don't cross over into every single book. You know, I don't think we've had any Doomsday Clock announcements made.
No.
Aside from, you know, the stuff leading up to it that we already talked about. You know, and with Metal, we've had one-shots, and, you know, I think about 4 issues total of 4 different series so far.
Yeah, it hasn't been brutal.
Yeah, now we've got Flash, a couple of issues of Justice League, and I think a Green Lantern.
Green Arrow.
Is it Green?
Green Arrow.
Green Arrow did.
Oh, he did, okay.
Yeah, Green Arrow did with the Resistance story.
All right.
But where it talks more about Gotham.
All right.
But the Bats Out of Hell, I think, is Flash, 2 issues of Justice League.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Hal Jordan.
All right.
And the Green Lantern Corps. Could just be Green Lanterns. But
that's not crazy.
I mean, we're talking 8 total crossovers. As opposed to something like Secret Empire, where it was in every single book in some capacity. Hey, some writers did a great job. Guggenheim on X-Men Gold did a phenomenal job of his crossover by having it be a non-crossover.
Oh, great.
It got mentioned briefly, and I think it had a total of 2 pages of reference.
Oh, cool.
In both issues, like across both issues, 2 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read that. I was like, well done, sir, because it doesn't interfere. And I was reading Secret Empire, so it wouldn't have confused me at all.
Yeah.
It was just, this is the way you do it, because minimal impact on this book. It's not a situation, if I go back and read those issues, I'm going to feel like I have to go back and reread Secret Empire so I remember when it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, DC's done a really good job with their big events. I struggle to even call them events, to be honest, because they don't impact all the books like Marvel's do.
Yeah.
I tend to think of them more as just limited series, you know?
Yeah, true.
Similar to, you know, Marvel doing Deadpool versus Old Man Logan. I mean, nobody calls it an event because it doesn't reach into everything else.
Yeah.
That's with DC, that's kind of my mentality. So I tend to think of them just as limited series. But they are events. Yeah. We know it affects the characters and has an impact on all the characters, you know, going forward.
Oh, cool. Now, I know you like waiting till like a whole season of shows is out for different things. Have you gotten to watch anything lately?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I did start Cage finally.
Okay.
I'm about 3 episodes in, I think.
All right.
And I'm actually digging it more than people had kind of given me the impression I was going to.
Okay.
I'm liking what they're doing with it.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't find Cage as boring as I did in Jessica Jones, so... Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it so far. So
that's cool.
Hopefully it continues. And the music in it's killer.
Yeah.
From the soundtrack to the songs that they have people singing. Like, man, you guys did a really good job on kind of creating this universe out of Harlem in New York City. And
yeah.
I mean, I've never been to Harlem. Maybe this is exactly what Harlem's like.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a fictionalized version. Either way, it comes across in the show really, really well.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
And they finally announced the Daredevil season 3 with the Kingpin coming back.
Oh, nice. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, just yesterday or 2 days ago they announced.
Yeah, I've been off Facebook a bit the last couple of days on purpose, just taking a break from it.
Okay.
You know, if I'm not on there for the store, I try and steer clear of it a bit. But that's awesome. That's good to know. I know Punisher has a release date. It's November 17th, the same day Justice League comes out.
Yeah, they pushed it back a little bit, I think.
I thought they were pushing it back more because of the shooting and stuff and the effect that it had on New York Comic Con and stuff. That I thought maybe we wouldn't see the Punisher until the new year or so. But November 17th is when it's coming out. I haven't really watched anything because season 3 of Flash I think just hit DVD.
Yeah.
And so at some point I got to get that. Season 5 I think of Arrow just hit DVD.
Yep.
I still have to get through season 3. I'm struggling with that one. And I know season 2 of Legends is out, and I almost watched that on Crave TV the other day. I was like, I could start, but I didn't. And in the end, I ended up watching Cage instead.
Oh, that's cool.
So we'll get there.
And but, yeah. I'm assuming no Inhumans.
Yeah, I'm not even remotely interested in that. Never watched an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm certainly not going to start watching Marvel TV with Inhumans.
Yeah,
it looks so bad.
Good mentality, sir.
Yeah, it looks... Yeah, if I'm going to watch some Marvel TV, it's going to be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. over that.
That's bad. Oh, boy. Well, Jeff, I want to say thank you for having us here today, and we love coming to your events, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course.
And if you haven't already, come to Sketchbook Comics. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's my question, too.
So thanks again, man, and hopefully we'll be able to do this more often.
Sounds good.
Right.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.